Time now for your letters. Our segment last week on the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company and their health policies drew a good bit of mail. Scotts has instituted a generous health plan for their employees, but it also allows them to fire someone who smokes on their own time. That happened, and the former employee is suing the company. Sandy Cottis of Grand Island, New York, echoed the views of many when she wrote, "As a nurse and a non-smoker, I commend Scotts for their commitment to fostering a healthy, non-smoking working environment for their employees. I can't help but notice the double standard, however. Here is a company that produces chemical fertilizers that can leach into the groundwater and potentially endanger the water that we all drink. Perhaps Scotts should concentrate on producing non-toxic organic products that are safe for the environment if they want to have any credibility when it comes to promoting healthy choices." Dick Faderly of Seattle had a somewhat different perspective. "While I find myself on the one hand supportive of the health policies of Miracle-Gro, I am a staunch supporter of civil liberties," he writes. "Therefore, I don't think that Miracle-Gro should be able to fire employees for smoking. However, I'm wondering if it would be fair to make those employees who choose to continue to smoke to be responsible for covering all illness related to smoking on their own nickel." Tobias Smith's piece 2 weeks ago on people who turned down college in order to focus on a blue-collar career also inspired many of you to write. "I so admire the individuals that have discovered that so-called blue-collar is okay," writes Melissa Mann of Oakland Park, Kansas. "I am a designer in the Kansas City area working primarily on new construction. It's a constant struggle to find skilled people to set tile, install carpet, fabricate granite, etc. I wish young people were encouraged to consider the trades as a profession. In this town, anyway, if you're a skilled installer, you can write your own ticket, and I suspect we are not alone." But David Oliver of Ames, Iowa, spoke for many when he wrote, "American universities have sold higher education as a way for career success. While this is often true, the core value of a university education is that it provides you with the opportunity for a richer life and a deeper understanding and better opportunity to serve the world community. I am sorry that you did not at least mention in passing the true purpose of higher educations." You can write to us. Just go to our website and click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.